The Burglar on the Prowl by Lawrence Block, read by Nick Sullivan. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. "The man," said my friend Marty Gilmartin, "is an absolute, a complete, an utter and total..." He held out his hands, shook his head, and sighed. "Words fail me." "Apparently," I agreed. "Nouns, anyway. Adjectives seem to be supporting you well enough, but nouns..." "Help me out, Bernard," he said. "Who is more qualified to supply le mot juste? Words, after all, are your métier." "They are?" "Books are your stock in trade," he said. "And what is a book? Paper and ink and cloth and glue, to be sure. But if a book were nothing more than those mundane components, no one would want to own more than one of them. No, it's the words that constitute a book, 60 or 80 or 100,000 of them. Or 200,000, or even 3. I'd read Grub Street recently, and was thinking about the less-than-eminent Victorians George Gissing wrote about, forced by their publishers to grind out interminable 3-volume novels for a body of readers who clearly had far too much time on their hands. "That's more words than I require," Marty said. "Just one, Bernie. To sum up," he glanced around the room, lowered his voice, "no, to impale Crandall Roundtree Mapes like an insect upon a pin."
"An insect?" I suggested.
"Far too mild."
"A worm? A rat?"
He was shaking his head, so I shifted gears and exited the animal kingdom.
"A bounder?"
"That's closer, Bernie. By God, he is a bounder."